KPL News Time is 6:41. It's Mornings with Ken and Bernie, and joining us from New York City is Todd Starnes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing up there, Southern boy?
You know, I'm doing okay. I'm a little disturbed. You mentioned mauve.
I know you're disturbed, but what does mauve have to do with it?
Well, I don't know if you guys saw the video. It's sort of going. Going nuts on the internet right now. But Anderson Cooper, who anchors the news on another network.
Mm-hmm. The Communist News Network.
Yeah. Apparently, Anderson is manscaping.
Okay.
He was doing some tanning, wasn't he?
Tanning with Snooki from the Jersey Shore.
What did he do, just stand next to her and got a contact tan?
Well, we could only hope to, so. But unfortunately, Anderson decided to strip down to his skivvies. And that fella, now get this, he's 45 years old?
Oh, yeah.
That man is naked as a baby's butt. Not a single hair.
So they're showing this on the net somewhere?
Yeah, it's like on TV. It's on his TV show he's got going on.
Some people will do anything for ratings, won't they?
Look, yeah.
That's not the right kind of ratings, in my opinion.
Yeah, he needs to get right with the Lord.
Yeah. All right. Let's get right with radio. Todd Starnes is up in New York, and we're going to talk about some serious stuff here. What is in California? They're trying to ban the words "In God We Trust."
They have. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has declared the phrases "In God We Trust," "One Nation Under God," and "God Bless America" to be illegal in public schools.
Man.
A school teacher in San Diego County had those banners posted in his classroom. Another teacher complained, and the teacher was ordered to take down the banners, said that they were promoting religion. But at the same time, the school allowed banners to be posted that supported Malcolm X, the Dalai Lama, the Tibetan prayer flag, and even the specific words of a John Lennon song that talked about imagining there was no heaven.
Imagine there's no God, yeah.
So wait a minute. Now, though, this school, this same school district and these teachers and stuff, they're all taking that mighty dollar bill, though, ain't they?
Yeah, I was wondering if they were confiscating currency.
They need to from all of them. I think so. I think you've hit it right there.
Yeah, look, guys, I think a couple of things. First of all, the Ninth Circuit Court based out of San Francisco.
You said enough.
This is evidence of what happens when you have too much granola in your diet.
Oh, yeah. Too much roughage.
You know what I mean?
Unreal.
They can't think straight anymore.
No. So this thing is going to be appealed to they're going to take it to the full Court of Appeals. This could end up at the Supreme Court level. But, guys, can you imagine how far we've come as a country where, you know, Christianity is basically under attack?
Yeah, you know, was that line somebody said, little kid says, God, how could you let these shootings happen like Columbine? And God says, I'm not allowed in schools.
Right. And this is certainly an instance of this happening in real life, you know, where the courts have ruled that that those banners are not allowed. And on top of that, the school teacher has to pay damages to the school for suing them.
Oh, you are kidding.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Wow, golly, that is horrible.
Incredible.
And what I find even more incredible, guys, is that right now, today, I'm working on a story out on the West Coast where schools in Washington State are considering teaching Islam, you know, the basic tenets of Islam in the public school system.
Now, how can that be allowed, but you can't have just a sign that says, "In God We Trust"?
A great example. Well, let me tell you something. Last week, during the official commemoration of the 9/11 anniversary.
Right.
The Muslim faith, the Hindu faith, and Buddhist faiths were represented, but Catholics and evangelical Christians were not invited to participate.
Now, you see, that's just this has gone beyond ridiculous. I mean, it really has. Wow.
Yeah, and look, guys, in February, I've got a book coming out, 250 pages of stories just like this, where Christianity is under attack, the national media is not covering these stories, and people just aren't aware of what's happening across the country. It is really shocking.
You're the only national media that's covering it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We sure are.
And you're coming to town for KPL's Bosses Night, October 13th?
I'm excited about that.
I know.
We are, too. That's going to be a blast.
So I guess what we're saying is if you like what you hear from Todd on the radio, just imagine when you get to see him face-to-face in a closed-in room.
Like a caged animal.
That's
a caged beast.
With some great food at the Petroleum Club, too. You're going to love it.
And this is one network reporter that doesn't manscape.
That makes two of us, buddy. Well, Todd, it has been a pleasure as usual. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, between now and October 13th. But,
Let's do it, guys.
Looking forward to it.
Have a great day.
Right, y'all too.
Take care.
All right. Todd Starnes from Fox News up in New York City.
He's just a nice boy.
He really is a nice southern boy from Mississippi. Went to high school in New Orleans. Worked on one of the stations that I used to do voice work for down there.
Really?
Yeah. And it kind of interesting, you know.
We'll have us some Baptist martinis.
Maybe so.
That's in his words, a Diet Coca-Cola.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great time.
Me and Todd have the same diet now.
Yeah. And what he was talking about, this is just shocking. I mean, can't have the words "In God We Trust" in the schools, but you'll be glad to take those dollar bills with "In God We Trust" on it.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of scary.